Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Saturday's Mackinac message comes from the camp, Who is He Who Overcomes the World? Preached to university students in Mampong, Ghana. Today's message is entitled, If This World Isn't My Home, Then What Is It? To be a strong Christian or servant of God requires spirituality and a deliberate, conscious effort to overcome the world. In today's teaching, Bishop Dag will help enlighten you why, as a Christian, you must not view this present world as your home. From today's teaching, you will learn how to be spiritually and eternity-minded, so be blessed by the word.
Love the world, my brother, and do not love the many things that are within the world. All that's in the world, my brother, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, they are not of God. Do not love the world, my brother, and do not love the many things that are within the world. All that's in the world, my brother, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, they are not of God. Whosoever is a child of God, is born of God, will overcome. Greater is He that is in you, than in the world you'll overcome. For I am living in this world, but I'm not of the world. And so if I am a child of God, I'm born of God, out of the God. And so if I am a child of God, I'm born of God, out of the Friends with the world, my sister. Don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? If anyone loves the world, my sister, we know that the love of the Father is not in him, is not in him. So if you make the world your friend, then you can never be a friend of God. Don't be friends with the world, my sister. Don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? If anyone loves the world, my sister, we know that the love of the Father is not in him, is not in him. So if you make the world your friend, then you can never be a friend of God. Whosoever is a child of God, is born of God, will overcome. Greater is He that is in you, than in the world you'll overcome. I am living in this world, but I'm not of the world. And so if I am a child of God, I'm born of God, out of God.
Hi, everybody. I wanna talk to you. I wanna tell you what I've been going through. I think I have a problem, and you may have it too. There's a guy who's chasing. He's been chasing me. He keeps calling and talking. I don't know what to do. He says, baby, I love you. I wanna be with you. I wanna love you. You see, I like it. I like it when I hear I want you. But I've been thinking to myself, is this love that I'm feeling? Some more about what I'm going through. Can I tell you some more about what I'm going through? Can I tell you some more? Can I tell you some more about what I'm going through? I think I'm falling in love with this guy. He says, baby, I love you. I wanna be with you. He keeps calling and talking. I don't know what to do. He says, I wanna love you. Every day and every night we'll sleep together. Together all night long. Feel your arms all over. And give you all my love. I said, wow, wow, wow. 'Cause I didn't know what to say. I went to my pastor and said to my pastor, you see, I'm feeling this feeling deep down in my heart. I was falling. My pastor said to me, if he loves you, he will not sleep with you, but he will love you. He will love you every day and every night. 'Cause love is patient and love is kind. And if he loves you, he will wait for you until you marry. When he can. To walk in the love of God. of my friends, I want to tell you what you need to do. Don't follow your feelings or the lust of the eyes or the lust of the flesh. Listen to the word of God. Always ask this question: is this love I'm feeling? Is this real? Is this love? Is this real? Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this real? Is this love? Is this real? Is this love that I'm feeling? Jesus, love, Jesus, love, Jesus, love is the love that you need. Jesus, love, Jesus, love, Jesus, love is the love that you need. Greater love have no man, no man than this.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel until your life is done. If you love me, obey the Great Commission. Yeah. Build churches everywhere. In every town, every province, every city. Yeah. Africa shall be saved. Whoa, whoa. Tell me, how long is it gonna stay for you to obey me? See, I've been thinking to myself that I'm wasting time with you. I have a feeling that I'm waiting, that I'm waiting in vain. So God is asking, is he gonna wait in vain for your love? Wait in vain for your love. Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Do you remember what I told you? I told you build a mega church. Burning vision, yeah. Your vision must be big. But all you do does not lead to church growth. Your mind is somewhere else. So I wanna change
your position, replace you and bring in someone else. Cause I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to obey me.
Shall we welcome the dancing stars and the singing stars? All right. We want to remember this time after we've left here. So the dancing stars, who want to? Five, okay. Frontliners, singing stars. A fantastic five. Fantastic frontline dancing stars.
Do you? Remember the time
Jesus saved your life.
Remember the time.
Do you remember the time
God spoke to you? Do you remember the time
He touched your heart?
Remember the time
Jesus saved your life.
Do you remember the time?
Do you remember?
The anointing, you can catch it if you really want. You can catch the anointing, but you must see and desire with all of your heart. You can be anointed. You can catch it if you really. So precious, yeah. The anointing is God Himself. He's promised this to those who seek Him and desire it with all their heart. Hey, you can catch it if you really want. You can catch the anointing. You can catch it if you really want, but you must seek and desire. precious, always soaking the word of God. If you listen to the word of God, the anointing will fall on you. Yeah. You can catch it if you really want. You can catch the anointing. Yeah. You can catch it if you really want. But you must see and desire with all.
Now, chapter 1. What is the world? Do you have that? Do you have chapter 1? Chapter 2. Chapter 2. We have another world in view. Chapter 3. We are the world. Chapter 4. How do we relate with the world? Chapter 5. You don't have chapter 5? Chapter 5 is, if this world is not my home, what is it? If this world is not my home, then what is this world? Did you enjoy the musical interlude? You want more such music? What did she say? Touch me not. soft music.
Wow.
If this world is not my home, what is it? Chapter 5. If this world is not my home, then what is it? Number 1. This world is not your home. It is a wilderness and a dangerous place. Isaiah 14, verse 17. Who has made this world a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? So this is a wilderness. This is not your home. Amen. Number 4. This world is not your home because it is greatly inferior to what God has planned for you. Is this the home? No, it's not the home. Hebrews 11:38, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in streets and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Amen. This world is not your home. Number 2. Listen to the numbers. You are not the owner of the points. I am the owner of the points. And I'm sharing them with their numbers. Number 3. This world is not your home. It is a wilderness. That's number 3. Okay? The first point that I gave you is number 3. This world is not your home. It is a wilderness. Are you there? Number 4. This world is not your home. It is greatly inferior to what God has planned for you. Do you get that? Number 2. This world is not your home. It is a place to learn about God. It is a place to learn about God from the things that have been created. Amen. This world, if this world is not your home, then what is it? What is this world? It is a wilderness. It is very inferior to where God has a plan for you to be. And it is a place to learn about God. This world, there's a lot you can learn about God. Okay? Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Now, Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Hey, Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. For the invisible things about God, the invisible things about God, of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Wow. Being understood, you can understand things by the things that are made. Wow. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So So for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. So this world is a place where we can learn about the invisible things of God by the things that are made. Okay? So there are things that are not in the Bible that we are supposed to learn from creation. Can you understand that from the scripture? Should I read it again so that if you didn't get it, you get it the second time? For the invisible things of him. Are you there? What are the invisible things? Like unseen things. Things that are not written. Things that are not said or clear. Okay? Invisible things. Unseen things. Okay? Of him are what? Huh? From the creation of the world, do you see, are clearly seen or are seen from the creation of the world. Okay, being understood or things are understood by the things that are made. So you can understand a lot of things about God by the things that are created. Created. Are you listening to me? Wow. Now. Oh. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse. This is a verse you have to use when you are witnessing to people who talk about, what about those who never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ? How will they be saved? This is the verse we use for that to answer, that people learn about God by the invisible things that are seen, are made. Are you listening to me? Romans. I'm reading it from the Amplified Bible. For ever since the creation of the world, listen, I'm reading the Amplified Bible. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made, his handiworks. So men are without excuse, altogether without any defense or justification. Because when they knew and recognized him as God, they did not honor and glorify him as God, nor give him thanks. But instead they became futile and godless in their thinking. Amen. So a lot of things can be learned about God from the creation. Amen. Wow. Are you excited about that? I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. By taking a long and thoughtful look at God, at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see. Eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of his divine being. So nobody has an excuse. That's the Message Bible. By taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see. Eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of his divine being. So nobody has a good excuse. Amen. Are you there? So take a long and thoughtful look at what God has created in this world and learn about God. Let me give you one easy example. When you look at animals, you can learn a lot, isn't it? All wise people talk about animals, isn't it? Now, let's take the problem of homosexuality, which is something that is happening in the world, whether you see it or not, it exists, and it exists sometimes amongst us in secret. You get it? Now, by looking at creation, taking a long and thoughtful look at creation, it will help you to conclude what recently the Royal College of Psychiatrists in the UK have come to the same conclusion, that nobody is born a homosexual. The Royal College of Psychiatrists in the UK have come out clearly to say that no human being is born homosexual. And by taking a long and thoughtful look at, forget about the Royal College of whatnot, you look at creation, which two male cows stay together? Huh? Never. Two male cats, two male dogs, two female dogs, two female snakes. No, nothing like that. So that should show you that from creation, that is not normal. Do you get it? So you got to be careful with that. Don't joke with it in your mind. Don't allow your mind to think that maybe I'm like that. Because every man has female parts. Every man has female hormones. And every woman has male hormones. Did you know that? Yeah. We have some estrogens, and we also have testosterone. So the males have, the females, all ladies have testosterone. So if I'm doing some investigations on you, I'm trying to find about certain things, I may check your testosterone as a lady, which is a male hormone. Because you have it. So you may have a little more. Somebody may have a little less. Some ladies' bodies are harder. Yeah, and some are soft. It depends. You get what I'm trying to say? There's slight variation. Some have bigger stomachs, smaller stomachs, fatter legs, slimmer legs, browner, red, blue, green eyes even. It doesn't make you a cat if your eyes are blue or green. I think my mother has blue eyes. Yeah. It doesn't make you a cat if you have green eyes. There's a range which is normal. It doesn't change you into an animal. Are you there? So some boys have softer bodies. Some have harder. Are you there? Some girls have softer bodies. Some have harder. Some boys have breasts. Some boys have nice little breasts. And some boys have no breasts. Shh. And girls have different types, ranges of breasts. Okay? Are you listening?
Yes.
So I'm saying this because people, somebody may have approached you before. How many have had somebody approach you before? Like boy approaching a boy. Yeah, secondary school. Girl to girl, boy to boy. Come on. You see, you look at me as if you don't understand what I'm talking about. You understand perfectly. Raise your hand. Yes, you'd be approached. It is quite common to be approached. That's why I say that you would think that it does not exist. But I'm explaining to you. Because somebody may look at you, and then because somebody approaches you, you feel that, oh, I am like more like a girl. You get what I'm saying? But I'm explaining to you medically. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't think it as a joke. It's not a joke. It's a serious thing. And it can even happen to your child. You can give birth to a child, and somebody will tell the child, you are a girl. That you have to learn, And they are teaching it in England now, I think, or Switzerland, that you grow up and you may either be somebody who has sex with boys or with girls, depending on your orientation. They are teaching it, and people believe it. So when you believe it, you have that desire. But when you look at creation, you cannot see two male lions, two male cats, two male giraffes, anything that is two male. There's nothing like that in creation. What about oral sex? In creation, you see animals, the male going to put his mouth or nose into the female parts. You haven't seen it before? Have you seen it before?
Yes.
Why are you so quiet? I'm saying that from creation, you can learn things. Yeah. Well, some people don't believe in oral sex. They say that if you have oral sex, when you come to the house, don't use their teacup or don't use their glass. Yeah. But what I'm saying, listen to me. I'm explaining to you that creation is a good place to learn a whole lot of things. Creation is a good, just go to the creation and learn a lot about God. Another thing you learn from creation is that sex is not, there is nothing more unusual about having sex than wee-weeing or poo-pooing or passing gas. And that there is nothing to be ashamed about it. You look again at the creation. None of the creation do it in secret. None of the creations. Next time you come, you may see some horses here. Next time you come, you may see some antelopes. Yeah. And I'm bringing them so that you can watch them, you see. Daddy said we should watch these animals. We learn something from them. Yeah. Then you will also realize that there is no part of your body that is evil or sinful. You'll see the cows swishing their tails, moving. There's no part that this is a bad place. That's a bad place. This is as we have made it to be as human beings, that it was when sin entered into us that we started to say, this place is bad. Oh. We started to cover it. So there is a lot we can learn from creation. And so, when you realize that you yourself are an animal, you realize that, wow, I need these things. Not that because blind people have sex. They have not seen before. They have sex. They have children. They don't watch films. They don't see anything. But there is something within them that makes them know what they need. Yeah. Is it not amazing? Yeah. Then, courting. If you watch birds, you will learn a lot about how to attract a partner. How to attract a partner. You'll see the different birds female or the male. Sometimes the male will spread different colors, making special noises. They learn every noise special, and they attract a partner in the forest. I've got a film called Special Wildlife Moments. You see a bird in the middle of a forest playing every sound you can imagine that it has heard before to attract partners. So you must know that a partner is attracting you as you are in the camp. Yes. He's playing colors. She's playing colors, or he is playing colors and sounds. Wow. Just like it is done by the birds. But one bird I saw, the bird had heard a chainsaw before. You watch the bird, it will do some dance. Standing alone in the middle to do a dance. Then it will sing different sounds. Different. Then play a music. Then it will do the chainsaw. Then it has heard a camera before. Then do crack, 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 crack. And so others will be attracted. It's the same way. The sisters will do the hair. And she's calling. Come. Wow. She'll hold a bag and she'll smile. She's calling somebody. They'll do the nails. You are just like a bird. Yeah. Are you listening to me? Oh, yeah. And then you will learn, because some of you, all you know about sex is that it's a sin. You just know it as a sin. Some people who are very experienced in the world, when they get married and they see what they have been seeing in the place of sin, they become immobilized. They look at it and say, I'm going to do something bad. And you say, oh no, there's nothing wrong. But they know it only as an evil thing. Yeah. So you see, even the way people hug, you can tell the amount of evil in the person from the hugging method. Yeah. The consciousness. I'm conscious that I'm doing something. See them hugging away. Hey. By observation. This is what I've seen under the sun. Yeah. I can learn a lot by just watching people hug. When they meet, hug in a way. Wow. Just stay back and keep watching. Keep watching. Amen. Wow. So this place is a place to learn a lot about God. You can learn a lot about serpents. About God and wisdom from serpents. That's why Jesus said, be ye wise as serpents, harmless as doves. I mean, who said that? Jesus. And he had watched doves and said, wow, it's harmless. They don't do anything. Then he watched serpents and he realized that, wow, these serpents are wise. Be ye wise as serpents, harmless as doves. We have a song like that.
If you're not harmless as doves,
as a serpent, you will never, never, never make it. Ooh, ooh, Jesus said, I give you power, the power of God, so you can cast out devils. And as you go, you gotta preach my word. Preach about the kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. Oh, heal the sick and cleanse all the lepers. Raise the dead. Freely you receive, freely give it. You're not harmless as dust. Any man come unto me and hate not his father and his mother and his beautiful beloved too, and hate not his children, brothers and sisters, and his own self, he cannot be my disciple. Oh, return to me. Come after me and hate not himself. He cannot be my disciple if you're not harmless as doves. You will never, never, never make it. Ooh. And if you're not wise as a serpent, you think about the money, it's just silver and gold. You don't even have to have two coats. I will provide for you. A servant cannot be greater than his master, so try to be like me. If they called me Beelzebub, you can expect trouble too. But if any man receives you, me too. If you lose your life for me, you will definitely find your life again. If you're not harmless as doves, you will never, never, never make it. And if you're not wise as a serpent, harmless
All right. Glory to God. You guys are doing a great job. If this world is not my home, what is it? It is what? Number one. Number what? Number three is what? Is it what? It's a wilderness. It's a wild place, isn't it? Number four. It is what? Greatly inferior to what God has planned. Number two, if this world is not your home, it's a place. How many realize you're going to learn about God? That's why we must have trees, green. When you come here, you feel the atmosphere is different, isn't it? Yeah. Because you learn more about God when you see trees, grass. I'll tell you something. You know, another thing you can learn about God by seeing a tree is that there is no straight line. There's nothing straight. Yeah. There is nothing in creation that is straight. Whether it's a leaf or a tree or a branch or the ground or the sand, nothing is straight in creation. And who can make that straight which he has made crooked? You can learn a lot by thinking about that. You cannot straighten what God has made crooked. So when you get a beloved, you are trying to turn her into something. It's also not tenable. You can't straighten the tree, even the ground. Wow. Finally, number one, if this world is not my home, then what is it? It is my mission field. Go ye into all the world and do what? Go ye into all the world. Go ye into the where? The world. Go ye to the world and preach the gospel. Is there a song like that? Go ye into all the world. What song is that? Go ye all the world. Huh? Are the waiting in vain? Go sing that part for me.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Until your life is done. If you love me, obey the Great Commission and build churches everywhere. In every town, every province, every city, Africa shall be saved. Tell me, how long is it gonna take?
How long is it gonna take for us to realize that the world is our mission field?
For you to do my will.
Sing that part again. Go ye.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Wow.
Until your life is done.
Wow.
And if you love me, obey the Great Commission.
If you
build churches everywhere.
Wow. Build churches everywhere.
In every town, every province, and every city, Africa shall be saved. Tell me, how long is it gonna take?
Ask your neighbor, how long is it gonna take for you to realize
for you to obey me?
This world is not your home, but it's your mission field.
I have been feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to do my will. And I have a feeling
Is the feeling right?
For you to
is God waiting in vain?
So am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Said, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love?
Wow. Now, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Now, one day, an American evangelist came to Ghana. When he came to Ghana, I met him at the airport and took him to his hotel. I showed him all the conveniences and luxuries that we had there. And I suggested to him that he should take his rest and enjoy the wonderful surroundings. And he just sort of made a little snigger. Do you understand snigger? Check it out, brother. It's a word. He sniggered. And then I immediately realized something. That, did you find snigger? What does it say? Disrespectful laugh. What else? Huh? To laugh with a in a disrespectful manner. Half suppressed laugh. Indecorous laugh. So he gave me an indecorous laugh. Or he gave an indecorous laugh. He sniggered. When I said, oh, enjoy this place with your wife, and he had come with his wife, and so this is a wonderful, he gave an indecorous laugh. He gave a disrespectful laugh, a half-suppressed laugh. Wow. I thought about his snigger for a long time. Why did he snigger? Ask your neighbor, why did this man snigger? Do you know what? Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Why? Because as he had come to Ghana, he had not come here to rest. Neither had he come for a holiday. He saw Ghana as a mission field that he had to come for 2 or 3 days to conduct his evangelistic campaign at Kwame Nkrumah Circle. He didn't see Ghana. If he wanted to rest, he wouldn't have come to Ghana. If he wanted luxury, he would not have come to Ghana. Ghana would not have been his choice. He would have chosen some other exotic location. He would have chosen some other romantic destination. He would have chosen another place of beauty and rest and peace. He wouldn't have chosen Ghana. When he came to Ghana, he saw Ghana as his mission field. He told me a lot of people have written to him in America, from Ghana. He said he gets a lot of letters from all over the world, but especially from Ghana. Most of the people are requesting help, assistance, bicycles, and other donations that they need for their lives. So he has had this impression for a long time to come to Ghana. You get it? So when I was suggesting to him, oh, enjoy this chalet and enjoy this, you know, surroundings, he what? He sniggered, which is what? An indecorous laugh. A half suppressed laughter. And what again? Disrespectful laugh. A what? Scornful laugh. Suppressed, scornful. Laugh.
think I came to Ghana to come and relax? You think I don't know the way to Malaysia, Singapore, Dubai, Hawaii, and where? Maldives, Mauritius, Miami, huh? Bahamas. You think I don't know the way to the Caribbean? Will I fly to Ghana to come and enjoy? Ghana is not my place of relaxation and enjoyment with my wife. It's my mission field. I'm here on a mission to Kwame Nkrumah Circle. So for 3 nights, he campaigned at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle, preaching night after night the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Now you have been landed in this world. And you are being taken around and being shown chalice. And you are also happy. Because you are mistakenly taking this world to be a place of exotic destination. To come and enjoy here. When God has not planned for you to enjoy anything here. He has planned for you to see this world as a mission field. You are here on a mission. As long as your heart is beating, it is beating to keep you alive on the mission field. All your money that God will ever give to you is for your mission. All your intelligence is for your mission. My brain box up here is for my mission. I use all my intelligence for the mission. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I use all my brain power and my thinking abilities and anything I have for my mission. This world is not my home. I have no... Sometimes I travel, you know. People come and say, oh, there's a beautiful golf course here. You can. I just snigger. I do what?
Snigger.
Snigger. Tell somebody, I sniggered.
I sniggered.
Yeah, when I heard them inviting me to come and relax here. I said, to come and play golf here. I didn't come here to play golf. I don't see this place as a place of rest. If I wanted to rest, I wouldn't have gone to Zwedru. I wouldn't have gone to Banga City. If I wanted to rest, I wouldn't have gone to Kisidugu, where they are eating monkeys and there is Ebola virus. I wouldn't have gone there for resting time or relaxation. If God wanted you to rest, he wouldn't have brought you to this world. This world is a wild place. He himself stayed here for 33 years and said, it's enough. I'm out of this place. I can't stay more than 33 years. What? And you want to be here for 90 years? Hey! You want to live forever? Huh? Because you are not seeing this world as you should see it. You should not just not see it as your home, but you should see it as your mission field. Go ye into all the world and relax. Go ye into all the world and enjoy. That's why you'll be sending texts, we are enjoying. Sure. In this world, you are relaxing. When demons are coming towards you to enter one of the 6 holes. Wow. Don't see a place in the wrong way. Don't see it in the wrong way. Honor morning John. Don't see it in the wrong way. We are not here for enjoyment. We are here on a dangerous mission. Hey! If I wanted to be happy and relax, I wouldn't go to certain places. But when I go, I say, oh, we have a swimming pool here. You can come swim. I say, if I wanted to swim, I wouldn't come here to swim. I have somewhere that I will go to swim. As I've come, I have not even brought swimming trunks. Because it has not occurred to me that the place that I'm going to preach, I'm going to go swimming, golfing, playing table tennis, eating kebab. Even when I'm eating, I'm thinking that this food I'm eating, it should not disturb me as I'm going to preach. Should, in case I'm going to preach and I start trotting. Hey. So because of that, sometimes I will forsake the food and say that it, because of my mission, I came here to preach, not to be eating. When I look at the food, I said, this food may disturb my equanimity. Do you know equanimity? Check it. It's a word. When I'm born in church, there are certain bluffers that I have, but I don't release them. It is because I've been sensing that you don't know certain bluffers. Equanimity. Mental or emotional stability or composure. Yeah. Mental or emotional stability. So I look and I say that when I eat this, it can disturb my equanimity. Ask your neighbor, is your equanimity being disturbed? Yeah, it's a word. You see, once in a while, you must introduce one or two bluffers that people don't know. So that they will realize that, Charlie, you've done English oral English without apple. Equanimity. Is your equanimity being disturbed by this guy? No. Wow. Don't think of this world as your home. This world is not your home base. You are just flying through. Wow. Even your marriage, don't think of it as we shall be together forever and ever. I shall look into your eyes. I shall look behind your eyes. We shall stay together forever. It's not true. You are going to stay with that person for only chapter 2 of your life. Yeah. And no one knows how many chapters your life has. Your life may have 4 chapters. Chapter 1, without your wife. Chapter 2, with your wife. Chapter 3, without your wife. Chapter 4, with your second wife. That's 4 chapters. If you have 3 wives, you're going to have 6 chapters. Yeah. Because nobody knows who's going to go first. When you come to this point, I've come to enjoy. Do you remember that American evangelist I was telling you about? Yeah. Who sniggered. Yeah. I took him to the best hotel in Accra. I showed him the best room in the hotel. And I said, we have rented this place for you. Enjoy. I've seen your wife walking behind you. Enjoy. Enjoy. He did what? He sniggered. From today, anybody who is taking you around this world, showing you things in Standard Chartered Bank, Barclays Bank, London, New York, America, Switzerland, they show you things, what will you do? Snigger. Snigger. Yeah, just Chia. 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 If I wanted to enjoy, I wouldn't come to this world to come and enjoy. Yeah. Yeah. You've seen it already. Some of you are doctors. You struggle hard to become a doctor. After becoming a doctor, what did they say? 2 years housemanship with hard labor. After that, what did they tell us? Oh, Ghana degree. Well, you have to do another exam. You do another 2 years to do another exam. After that, you say, okay. What passport do you have? Cannot come here. Cannot come here. Cannot do this. Cannot do this. Another 4 years doing something. But, oh. If you had wanted to enjoy, it is not this world you would have come. Wait till we get to heaven. I was telling you about my lake in heaven. Some of us will have private mountains. Oh yeah, a personal mountain. You see a place like Makati Hill. It can be for one person. Oh yeah. Endless hills with good neighbors. No security. No security, no burglar proofing. No mosquito nets. Just fresh air. No air condition. Because the temperature will be just right. Yes. Huh? No night. No night. All ladies, you are not going to struggle in the kitchen for a long time. Call on a couple of angels. Tell the angel what you want to eat today. Wow. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, from today, when they take you and they show you a Toyota, a Land Cruiser, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Volkswagen, Peugeot. Do you know Peugeot? Peugeot. In Nigeria, they say Peugeot. Huh? You tell her, look, what will you do when they show it to you? You do what?
Snigger.
You do what?
Snigger.
You do what?
Snigger.
Snigger. Yeah, just like the American evangelist. And you just say to yourself, he didn't say anything to you, but you say it to yourself, if I had wanted to enjoy, it's not this earth I would have come to look for cars. I'm booking my chariots in heaven. What do you mean? This world is not my home.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what shall I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home.
Chapter 6, how many chapters do you have? Chapter 1 is what? Huh? What is the world? Chapter 2 is what? We have another world in view. Chapter 3 is what? We are the world. Hey. Chapter 4. How do we relate with the world? Isn't it? Chapter 5. If this world is not my home, then what is it? Chapter 6. Say again. What are the difficulties of living in this world? Chapter 7. No, chapter 7. Chapter 7 is Jesus Christ and the world. Jesus Christ versus the world. Chapter 8. Chapter 8 is the Holy Spirit versus the world. The Holy Spirit versus the world. Wow. Number one, the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. Anybody who is an unbeliever cannot receive the Holy Spirit. So when we invite people to come forward to give, to receive the Holy Spirit, they cannot be unbelievers. They must be people who have been transported out of this world. Because the Bible says, in John 14, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. John 14, 17. The world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. How many understand why nobody can receive the Holy Spirit if you are not born again? Isn't it? Because the Bible says the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. That's why real anointed music, the world does not want to hear such music in their discos. Number two, the world does not receive or see the manifestations of Jesus Christ. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? How is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? How? Huh? The world does not receive the manifestations of Jesus. Number three. That's John 14, 22. Number three. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can convict the world of sin. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Wow. Number four, the Holy Spirit is the only one who can convince the world of righteousness. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And number five, the Holy Spirit is the only one who can convict the world of judgment. Amen. The same verse, John 16, verse 8. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will convince the world. Amen. Are you there? We're just about to close. We're just about to close, but you got to listen to this. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Listen. The Holy Spirit and the world. This is the chapter. The Holy Spirit and the world. What does the Holy Spirit do with the world? He is the one who convinces them of sin, not you. Huh? When somebody gets saved, it's because the Holy Spirit has convinced the person. You are not a personal Holy Spirit to somebody. Those of you who are going on visitation to the same person about 27 times to convince the person of sin, like you are convincing the person what is bad, he will never see that it's bad. Convincing the person of righteousness, he will never see what is right. And convincing the person of judgment, that he will never see that he will go to hell. They never see, they never understand, they never believe. They can't even imagine it. It is only the Holy Spirit who does that work. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. That is why you are supposed to spend time in prayer so that the Holy Spirit descends on the world and convinces the people Yeah. Until the Holy Spirit works on somebody, he cannot change. So pray for God to touch people's hearts. Otherwise, they can't change. They cannot change. I remember a certain man. My wife invited him to church. You know what he told her? He told her, I don't go to afternoon jumps. If I want to go to a discotheque or club, I'll go. But I can't go to your church. It's an afternoon jump. They jump in the daytime. You see them jumping around like squirrels. Yeah. So, we had a breakfast meeting and everybody had given up on this guy who was a very some way person. But there was somebody who just took a card to him and said, we have this program at this restaurant. Will you come? The man who said doesn't go to afternoon jump. And he came to the breakfast meeting. Not many people came for the breakfast meeting. Maybe about 30 people. And who was preaching? Nobody else than Bishop Duncan Williams. Yeah, we happened to invite him many years ago. More than 20 years ago. He came. And when he preached, he lifted up his fingers that were bent. And he spoke. Then he reached a point. He said, look, he told a story. He said, God does not like it when people boast about things that he has given to them. As he started to speak in his way, this man who said the afternoon jump, he took his pen and started to write the list of errors in what he was saying. He said, number one, this is wrong. Number two, this is wrong. Number three, this is nonsense. Number four, with notes. I mean notes. You are taking notes of nonsense. When Bishop Duncan Williams finished preaching, then he said, you want to give your life to Jesus? The man said himself, I said, I don't know. I saw that my hand was like this. The man was writing the note. He put the nose down and lifted his hand. That was his day of salvation. He got saved about 20 years ago and he's still saved, still in the church. Yeah. Because you laugh, but the day come when the Holy Spirit catches you like that, you not even know how. It is the work of the Holy Spirit, not of you, holy Christian. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's what that verse is saying. It is the Holy Spirit that convinces us, convinces people of sin. No one can know that he is bad unless the Holy Spirit tells him you are bad. You can talk to people and tell them you are bad. They will never believe you. Haven't you noticed it? Yeah. So that is why we have to pray more and let the rain of the Holy Spirit fall on people's hearts. And that the Holy Spirit will draw people and touch people and change people. That is how people are converted and that's how churches grow. They don't grow by amari force. Too much agorica. You cannot force salvation into somebody. The Holy Spirit. That's why this brother keeps coming to the camp meeting. Because he's being drawn by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit draws you. You can't come unless the Holy Spirit is drawing you. So that is why it is important to sleep early. And wake up and pray. Otherwise, all that we are doing is empty. It is only one person who changes people's hearts. All of you are here at this camp, about 700 of us here. It is because the Holy Spirit is constantly drawing you. That's why you come and listen to me talking for a long time. I mean, why? It's because the Holy Spirit is drawing you. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has called you. God has called you, he's drawing you, pulling you, drawing you. That is what makes you interested. Because we are not here cracking jokes. Yeah. It's serious. How many realize that we are serious? Yeah, very serious. Dead serious. Stand to your feet. Chapter 1 is what?
Chapter 2 is what? We have another world in view. Chapter 3 is what? We are the world. Who are we? Chapter 4 is what? How do we relate with the world? Chapter 5 is what? If this world is not my home, what is it? Chapter 6 is what? What are the difficulties of living in this world? Chapter 7 is what? Jesus Christ and the world. Chapter 8 is what? The Holy Spirit and the world. Chapter 9 is what? Worldly version and godly version. Chapter 10 is what? No, chapter 10. How to overcome the world. First John chapter 5. This one, we are just going to introduce the subject. At dawn tomorrow morning, we are having our last session before we leave on the morrow. We have had a powerful camp meeting. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now, notice the second part of 1 John 5:4 is the part you are looking for. How to overcome the world. The answer is one thing: faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. Wow. Hebrews 11. Now, the only way to overcome in this world is what? Faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Are you understanding this verse a bit more? Like, this is the key to the victory. This is the key to the victory that you can have over the world. And that is faith, which is obedience, faith, believing a lot of things. You must be someone who believes things. When you believe things, you'll be overcoming in the world. Yeah, by believing, you overcome a lot of things. By not believing, you become sort of, what do you call it? Like, you are submerged by the world. You are drowned by the world. But by believing things, you have victory over the world. Amen. Amen. What God has used me to do as a pastor is not because of goodness at all. If it was, then I wouldn't have the need to pray for forgiveness as much as I do, and mercy. How many need to be praying for forgiveness on a hourly basis? Huh? How many can sense that on an hourly basis you need some forgiveness? Like, when 1 hour goes by before you realize you've sinned. Yes. No one can do much because you are good. What is rather possible for you is to believe. Yeah. When you read Hebrews 11, you see certain people there. Don't look at their moral lives if you don't want to be confused. In other words, don't look at their sexual history. Tell your neighbor, sexual history. Don't look at their sexual history, their history of righteousness, goodness. Otherwise, you may be confused. Right from the beginning, he starts to talk about people who have faith. One of the first people is a drunkard called Noah. And he says, by faith, Noah condemned the world.
drinking. How many people here are struggling with alcohol? Raise your hand. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, every day pray about it and every day say, Lord, I'm free from alcohol. I'm free from beer, whiskey, akpeteshi, and everything that there is. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shh. Are you there or you're going home? Listen very carefully. Listen very, very carefully. Amen?
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
We are listening to you.
Read through. You see Father Abraham. What is Abraham famous for doing? Huh? Lying. Abraham is famous for telling lies. He said, my wife is my sister. Wow. How many are feeling better about yourselves? And sleeping with his maid. Wow. Abraham. Then we go on to who? Jacob. Hey. What is Jacob famous for? Cheating. Cheating. He's famous for cheating. How many realize that you are also a cheater? Deception. Number one dribbler of the world. Then we come to who? Moses. Ooh. Moses is famous for what? Murderer. Murderer. He's a murderer. Everybody say murderer. Famous for murdering. Don't look at their moral lives. You may be confused about what God likes. Yeah. You may be confused about holiness code. Yeah. Moses, after killing somebody, came to write, thou shalt not kill. The Ten Commandments were written by this very guy. Is it not amazing? One of the few men of God that we know clearly in history has killed somebody. He is the one who came to write, thou shalt not kill. So that should encourage you. Some of you thinking that because I've done this before and I've done this before and I've done that, I can't preach. Ask Moses about it. Moses preached as if he had never done it before. Thou shalt not kill. Then he moved quickly to the next point. Wow. Who else are we going to look for? Huh? Ahab. Rahab. Oh, Rahab. When they started mentioning women, they came to Ahab. She was a serial fornicator. She was a Jericho mattress. Jericho mattress. Anybody passing through Jericho sleeps with her. And all those who are angry with their wives come and sleep with her also. She is available for the lowest possible price. And she has used her money that she got from her work to build an apartment within the wall. You see, like the Kodesh wall. Yeah, she was living in the wall. Every man has slept with her before. One day, one of our church members, she was talking to the pastor. She said, I work at the bank. I've slept with every man in the bank. And she said, when I was in school, I slept with every male in my class. There was not even one boy in my class that I have not slept with. That's rehab. Turn to the nearest sister and say, sister, I know all about you. If rehab could enter the Bible, then you can enter too. Wow. I said the heroes, and yes, sir, they were good guys. But Charlie, they were believer guys. Like they believe things, but and they obey things. Yeah, like God said, but God told Abraham, I'll make you a father of nations. Oh, I believe. One day, I was moving with one of my friends, not knowing that he was a top-class fornicator. When I moved with him here, fornicate, go to fornicate, different things. And we were all in the scripture union together. So one day, somebody came to talk about his sins. And there was a meeting. And all his sins came out. He came and was asked to confess. We were 7 member executives. He confessed all. I've been here with this girl, with this girl, with this girl. Long list. I said, hey, this guy, I was moving with him. I didn't know this, what he's doing. So the next time, it was my friend. So the next time I met him, I said, okay, we are going here. And he told me, let us pray. I said, hey. I said, yeah. I mean, like he said, he was a man of faith. You know, sometimes bad people, sometimes they have more faith. Yeah. The guy was into faith. He said, let us pray. I said, pray for what? I said, pray for transport. Yeah. He said, Father, send us a car. Now, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I said, I will stop your taxi. Don't stop a taxi. A car is coming for us. A car will come for us just now. I was standing there. He just saw an air-conditioned car come. He just put his hand in. The guy just stopped. He said, we are going here. And the man said, come in. We sat at the back. Then there was the guy was sitting in the front. The guy, then he told me, that's our driver and that's our bodyguard. He's sitting in the front there. I said, wow. Yeah. The guy was the man of faith. Yeah. Those of you who are so super holy, the Bible says, be not over righteous, neither make thyself over wise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? It destroys you when you are over righteous. It's better to know that you are a sinner and keep moving. Now let's move to the next character, David. Singer, the singer David. The singer David. Sing one of David's songs.
The Lord is my.
I was glad
when they said unto me.
I thought he was tightening his trousers after.
Let us go into the house of the Lord.
But Charlie, he liked God.
Our feet shall stand in thy gates.
I'm coming to your
gates. Oh, Jerusalem.
How many also like God?
Jerusalem is built as a city that is a territory in itself.
Wow.
For without the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord,
wow,
to testify unto Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there is a seat of judgment,
wow,
even the seat of the house of David. Oh, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee.
Wow.
Peace be within thy walls, and plenteous grace within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions say, I will wish him prosperity, yea, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do good. Glory be to the Father, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end.
This is, this guy killed his associates. He murdered his associates and married the associate's wife. I mean, we have few pastors today who killed their associates and married their wives. It's fantastic. These are the characters the Bible says receive a good report. Samson. That's too bad. He used his power to take off gates. When he's going to fornicate, he removed the gate of the city. Like, he's so full of testosterone that he just removes the gate and rushes in. Wow. But Bible says all these overcame by faith. So my sister, you are going to overcome by your faith. When you even try very hard, you'll still not be very good. Yeah, that's the reality. The goodest person is not good enough. All your righteousness are like filthy rags. One day, I fasted for 7 days. I felt, you know, that fasted feeling. I could feel the fasted feeling from my forehead through my nose and down to my body. I felt fasted. Finished. It was 6 to 6, but always we go beyond 6 to 9, 10, 11. On the last day, something appeared on my side. I don't know whether it was the Lord or an angel, but it was white, shining white. My immediate reaction, maybe that was the Lord appearing to me, but my immediate reaction on the seventh day of my fast was, I'm dirty. You know, after 7 days of fast, I should have been clean by the seventh day of fasting. I was praying for 7 days. I was waiting on the Lord up and down. I should have been feeling righteous. But when the Lord appeared, the feeling immediate was revulsion about myself. I'll never forget that. It showed me that, look, when I try all my very best righteousness, with fastings and all kinds of oblations, sacrifices before the altar and after the altar, still, I don't make it except by the blood of the Lamb. So what can I do? Is what made me saved in the first place, my faith. By believing that God has called me Dag Heward Mills, I can obtain a good report just by believing that call. And I walk by it. All my sins that I've done in my mind, with my hands, with my feet, with my eyes, with my body, with my imaginations, and that I've done practically, physically, all those things, by the believing even in something that is good that I'm called, I can rather overturn all those things. Not that it wipes away the sins, oh, but it gives you a good report. If you like, stay there and don't believe. Stay there and don't believe. You see, better confess in the last few minutes before you die. Yeah. If your last confession was 3 weeks, I can't even tell whether you can make it into heaven. Let's say your last confession was 3 weeks before you die. Oh. You'll be surprised. Your last confession, even a day. Can imagine between tonight and tomorrow. By the time you come. Young Gicho said he's always casting demons out of himself. He said in the morning he casts out demons. In the evening he casts demons out of himself. Hey! And you not cast out demons of yourself. Wow. Tell somebody, look, I'm going to make it in this world in a very wild way. By faith. I'm going to believe when God says something good about me, I'm going to believe it. How many know that one of the most difficult things to believe is something good? Huh? Tell me, is it not true? Like if God says something good about you, it's like, It is my imagination that is saying something good, but God is not the one saying that good thing. God will never say that about you. You know it. It's a thought. You have manufactured thought, and you say that the Holy Spirit is putting that thought in you. And you know yourself. God will not say that about you because God knows you. Stop telling lies. That thing is not from God. It is your own imagination. You are trying to cover up for your sins. Shut up there. How many have heard that one before? Hey, God will say, I've called you. Say, it's not a call. God calls pure people. God calls good people. You know yourself. When you say, what do you mean by call? If you are called, then witches are called. Then demons are called. Then Satan is also called. If you are called. Hey. How many have heard that one before? How many have heard God telling you something like, my son, I'm pleased with you. And then the devil will say to you, you're pleased with what? Pleased with what? Look around and see those who he's pleased with, except you. Have you heard it before? Yeah. Have you heard it before? Yeah. Have you lifted up your hand to worship the Lord? The devil said, put your hand down. Put your hands down. You know yourself. You know yourself. Put your hand down. Who has heard it before? Even today you've heard it. Do you understand? I'm telling you this because this is what's happening to all of us. Every time God speaks to us, the devil will come and flood us with so many things. Shut up! Everybody should talk except you. You! Shut up! You know yourself. Come on. Oh. You know yourself. Be quiet. You say you are called. Well, better people are saying, talking about calling. And they'll say, the devil will tell you, bishop is called, then the bishop is also saying, Lord, is am I called? Hey. Adam and Eve, it's not easy for them. Since we came out of the garden, we are not seeing things clearly. Small or not, we are confused. We think that the right is wrong and the wrong is right. Tell somebody, I've just discovered the key for overcoming. I must believe. We must believe in something good God is saying. Coming to think about it, you know, most of the things God says to you, they're actually good things. But it's like you can't believe it. It's like it's a great thing when you really believe in a good thing. Like, believe I'm anointed. Believe that I'm called. Believe that God has sent me. Believe that, I mean, God likes me. God loves you. So many times I've prayed, Lord, do you like me? Lord, do you like me? Don't say anything to me. You don't say anything to me. You don't say anything to me. You don't say anything to me. All day I'm deceiving myself. When I come, you blast me. You beat me. You sack me. You don't like me, Lord. You like me, Lord. Show me that you like me. Then we will all be there quietly. Nothing is happening in the room. Have you experienced it before? Yes. Have you wondered that God like me? Yes. Hey. All those at the back, you there, God likes you. You are very sure. From here, these people are different. This, you there, you are very pure. Charlie, pray for us. We need your prayers. Pray for us because, Charlie, your purity is so great. Your purity is too great. Hey! Stretch out your hand and pray for us. Pray for us, those of us from the front. Hey! You won't pray for us. Okay. Wow. Tell your, that's why you have to say good things to your neighbor. You are a nice Christian. I mean, think about the camp. You, since Tuesday, you've been here. If you don't love God, will you be here since Tuesday? Ah! At least there's some evidence that you like God. Say something nice and something good to the person standing by you. Wow. Wow. Will you remember today?
Yes.
Will you remember today?
Yes.
When the devil is trying to discourage you and say, Charlie, will you get out of here? Will you get out of the church? Better people are in the church and you have also come to the church. Why are you come to the church and why are you praying? Why are you lifting up your hand? We know you. This one of Satan's favorite comment. We know you. We know who you are. Jesus came and said, we know you. Paul came and said, we know you. Favorites. We know you. Go out. Go away. But God likes you. Charlie, me, Satan has insulted me. Hey, since I became a Christian, so insults. Insults. I've been getting insults. Trying to let me be quiet. Don't talk. But I decided, I believe, you know. The day I stood under that light pole and said, I believe I'm called. Yeah. Hey, so many things were going in my mind. My hair was paining me. I said, you say you are called. And I was feeling something in my head. You say you are called. How do you know you are called? You are. God wants you to believe a good thing. In fact, it's one of the highest acts of faith. is to believe a good thing that God says to you about you. Yeah, when God called Abraham, he said something good to him about him. Hey! He said, I've made you a father of nations. Me? From the where? Look at my old wife. The breast have turned into a chalewate. All her hairs are gray. From the head to all over the body are gray. Grays. White. It became white at the age of 60 and has been white like snow. The last time we had sex was we were 62. We are now 90. God comes to you and says something good to you about you. You can't even believe it. And one of the great ways to walk with God is to believe. Listen, no, not to believe something good about something. Like God will actually say something to you that is good about you. Huh. God told Abraham, made you a father of nations. Abraham said, from the where? When Joshua was going to stand, the Lord of hosts appeared to him, spoke to him. Jacob appeared to him, spoke to him. A thief, somebody who has cheated his brother of his inheritance, of everything. He has stolen all his brother's things and has run away. The Lord appeared to him. He said, but the Lord was here. I didn't know. Say, the Lord is with you. When Mary was in the room, the Lord is with you. Holy mother, thou art favored amongst me. What manner, what type of salute to woman? Mary. What a salutation. Blessed are thou among the sisters. Most of God coming to you is something good to you about you. If you like, you can write it down. Like God speaking in the Bible to people. You say, my son, I've called you. My son, this. Blessed are thou among the people. You are blessed. Wow. Fantastic. Being out of a righteous, don't destroy yourself, your ministry. When you go out of here, devil will come to you, speak to you, say, you just come from a camp. You know yourself. You are different from the others. Immediately shout, Satan, shut up. Have I told you that story before? I told you that story. I was walking with my friend. We're just walking quietly like that. Come. We're just walking quietly like that. Then he shouted, Satan, shut up! Oh! Satan was talking to him about something. He shouted underground in the tube in London. He shouted, Satan, shut up! Shut up, Satan. God is calling. God likes me. Believe it. Hillary, believe it. Nanama, believe it. Ajua, believe it. Debo, believe it. Yemi, believe it. Sitcho, believe it. Believe it. You got to believe it. Believe something good. Then devil has his agents to talk. Challenge, pray that you never become a talker for Satan. You'll be speaking for him and saying bad things about people. May you never be employed. Father, touch our heart to walk by faith and overcome the world in this world. Grant us the upper hand over the people, the places, and the systems that we find ourselves born into. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive an impartation of the grace of God and escape. Escape the snares of wickedness. And the snares of darkness. Be loosed in Jesus' name. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for mercy, Lord. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy, Jesus. We are grateful, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.